This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله وحده الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي شرع لعباده الصوم في والزكاة والصلاة في رمضان فاللهم لك الحمد حقا حقا ولك الحمد تعبدا ورقا وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his family, his companions and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, قال ثلاث آيات نزلن مقرونة بثلاث لا تقبل منها واحدة بغير قرينتها. Three verses were revealed, and in these three verses, there is two things coupled together. One will not be accepted without the other. قال أحدها قوله تعالى أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول فمن أطاع الله ولم يطع الرسول لم يقبل منه. Allah says, obey Allah and obey the messenger. So if you obey Allah but you do not obey the messenger, will not be accepted. And then he recited, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Perform the salah and give zakat. Then he said, فَمَنْ صَلَّى وَلَمْ يُزَكِّي لَمْ يُقْبَلْ مِنْهِ. If you pray and you don't give your zakat, it will not be accepted. Then he recited, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ فَمَنْ شَكَرَ اللَّهَ وَلَمْ يَشْكُرْ لِوَالِدَيْهِ لَمْ يُقْبَلْ مِنْهِ. Then he recited, be grateful to me and to your parents. Then he said, whoever grateful to Allah but not to his parents, it will not be accepted from him. And the focus of my khutbah today on the second one, it's about az-zakat. قال عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه مَنْ لَمْ يُزَكِّي فَلَا صَلَاةَ لَهُ. Those who don't give zakat, there is no salah for them. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us from holding back the zakat and not giving it. وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. And those who hoard gold and silver and spend it not in the way of Allah, give them tiding of the painful punishment. يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ فتكوى بها جباههم وجنوبهم وظهورهم هذا ما كنستم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون. The day when it will be heated in the fire, in the fire of hell, and it will be put on the back and the sides of the people who held that money and they did not give the zakat of it. It will be basically like when you brand the animal with the iron, the same thing on the body. يقول عبد الله بن مسعود والله the dinars, the coins of gold and silver will not be above each other's. No, it will be next to each other's, and the skin of the person in hellfire will be stretched to accommodate that large number of coins. And that's very severe punishment. And in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, many ahadith warning people from not giving the zakat. So that lead us to take the issue of zakat very serious. And when we talk about serious, it means we must know that it is given. Also, we must know that it is given correctly. And also, we must know that it is given to the right people or to the right, you know, channel. Because zakat is not just to give it anyway. I'm surprised that some people told me that they give a bonus to their employees and they consider that part of their zakat. I'm amazed by somebody that I'm, this is true stories, this incident I personally was witnessing. People told me that they bought some perfumes and some, gifts, items, and they give it to people. Then they said, this is my zakat. Or they give zakat to their own children. Okay? And they said, okay, this is my zakat. I paid my kids' tuition this year. Or he said, my zakat is the tax. So Uncle Sam became the recipient of the zakat. You know? And many things like that, which is very interesting. Or one of the most common thing, people tell me, Sheikh, I give zakat last year. Okay. And it's like he's telling me I fasted last year. Every Ramadan you have to fast. So every year you have to give zakat. Sheikh, but I give zakat on this money. A lot of people, I'm not mocking those people, but I'm saying I feel bad because those people, inshallah, it's out of ignorance, they are forgiven. But even when they are forgiven, they have to go back to trace the zakat that they have not given and to give it out. Even if it's 10 years ago, even if it's 50 years ago. Because the zakat is not your money. It's the money that belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and belong to us, the categories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have said. Al-fuqaha yaqulun, al-zakat haqqul faqir. Al-zakat is the right of the poor. It's not your money. That's why when you give the zakat, you don't doing any favor to anyone. It's not your money actually to keep it. That's why the children, we take the zakat money from their money. If somebody insane, غير مكلف, is not obligated to follow the rules of Islam, we still have to take the zakat from their money. If they have an inheritance or something of that nature. So it's not something that, you know, people need to know about the rules of the zakat, so because it's a serious matter. And what motivates people through centuries is not just the fear of violating these rules, but also what motivates them the most is the amount of reward that they get. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبَا لِيَرْبُوا فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوا عِندَ اللَّهِ وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. The zakat that you give for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and those people who are the multipliers, yani their rewards will be multiplied. Inna sadaqah, and a sadaqah is a general term, include the zakat, which is the obligations money that you give, and also the volunteer one. That sadaqah that you give, it is the zakat or the extra donations, are basically something so valuable in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes that He will increase it and He will make the small amount of it to the level of a mountain. يقول one of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم said, إني لا أعلم حبة تزن وزن الجبال إلا الصدقة. As a small amount, like let's say a date, that it will weight in the day of judgment like the weight of a mountain, something it will be that nature, except the charity that you give and the zakat that you give. إن الصدقة تطفئ غضب الرب كما يطفئ الماء النار. It will take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's away anger at you for the sins or the shortcoming that you have committed, the way the water will take away the fire or put away the fire. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, zakat and sadaqa will never decrease your wealth. And many things. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you will be in the shade of your sadaqa in the day of judgment. And that including the zakat too. You will be, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that sadaqa that you give protects you from any kind of evil death or terrible death. تقي مصارع السوء. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, داووا مرضاكم بالصدقة. Heal your sick ones through the sadaqa. I know some of you have family members who are going through tough time, sick. Make sure that the next donation that you give, you have the intention that this is for the sake of Allah. And Ya Rab, I ask you by this sadaqa to heal my sick ones. This is one of the ways that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah, because of it, heals people. Giving is the quality and the characteristic of the believers. الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية. Those who give from their wealth in the night and in the day, in public and in secret. What is for them? There is a reward with their Lord. Their reward with their Lord. Nobody knows how much is it. Ibn Umar said, every deed you do, the reward start from 10, except charity and zakat. It starts from 700 and up. No fear will there be concerning them, nor they will grieve. It's like the shuhada, the murderers. As zakat is basically, a lot of people give zakat in Ramadan. And I said this last week in my first in the khutbah. And I said that even some of the scholars said, as zakat should not be giving in Ramadan. You should focus on Ramadan in charity. Why? Because they worry that if you give your zakat in Ramadan, you will not give extra charity. Let's say your zakat is $20,000. And he just said, I just give $20,000. So you'll not be encouraged to give charity. But they said, no, put your focus on the charity in Ramadan. Then you give zakat later on, as Uthman radiallahu anhu used to say, Muharram, the month of Muharram is the month of zakat. But in any way, you know, you don't want to be losing both, no zakat and no charity in Ramadan. You should do, if you can, if you will focus on charity and you will make your zakat later on in the month, that's fine. But make sure that you give and you give generously. And if you give zakat in Ramadan, that's fine too. If you're seeking the reward because it's a blessed month and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply your reward, especially people specifically would like to give during the last 10 nights of Ramadan a part of their zakat every night, so they will, maybe it will be matching Laylatul Qadr, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said better than 1,000 months, more than 83 years of ibadah, 83 years of giving zakat. That's a great reward. Anyway, as zakat, how to calculate your zakat? And in this khutbah, I'm gonna, allowed me to go through a lot of fiqh points quickly. It will be, inshallah, beneficial for all of us. I know it's fasting, I know it's almost midday, but, I hope you're good in math, because I'm not. So, as zakat is basically different type of wealth. If you possess, there is zakat on it. I'll talk about the thing that is so common between us and related to us, which is money or cash or stocks, or businesses. These are the things that most of us have. Not, we don't have many farmers or cattle raiser here. People raise cattle or farmers, many. But so I'm not going to, if you have question, you can come personally and ask me about it. But if you have what is equal to 85 grams of gold or equal to 595 grams of silver, which one, Sheikh? Because there's a big difference. 85 grams of gold in today market, it's about 5,390. So if you have that amount, let's say today is the day of your zakat. If you have that amount of your account, you will give zakat on that amount. If you have less than that amount in your account, all your account, checking, saving, stocks, everything, the value of you, whatever you, the assets that you have from cash and money and stocks and business. If it's more than this, you have to give zakat on it. How much? 2.5%. The other way to calculate it is based on the silver. 595 grams of silver is what? $487. So if you have more than 487, there is a zakat in your money. You see how the big difference is? During the Prophet ﷺ time, gold and silver have equal power. Like silver and gold, they have almost the same values. Like, and another, yeah, it is 85 grams of gold was equal to 595 grams of silver. So that's why the Islam said gold and silver. But now in modern days, we see how the difference became big gap. So that led the scholar to split. Should we go based on silver or go based on gold? Both opinions are exist. Most of the council of fiqh in the Muslim world today, which is a collective ijtihad, a great number of group scholars come together and put their mind together and discuss the issue and they come to a conclusion. Usually this kind of ijtihad and opinions are more, you know, it's much better to follow. They said you should go by the silver. Why? Because that's for the best interest for the poor. So if we go by the silver, more people will give zakat. But if you go by gold, not many people necessarily will be have that amount of money in their account. And that's not the time to say why everybody taking what yani dispositions. A zakat should be calculated based on Hijri calendar, not Gregorian calendar. Because there is 11 days difference. Sheikh, I can't, and I have a business. My business will not allow me. You know, I need to go by Gregorian calendar, not Hijri calendar. If you go by Hijri calendar, it's 2.5. If you're going to go by Gregorian calendar, you have to calculate it in a percentage of 2.57, which is, we'll take that 11 days difference in calculations. So it's going to be 2.577, if you want to be more specific. Any money that you have saved to build a house, to get married, for future education, there is zakat on it. A lot of people think because I'm saving money to buy a house, there is no zakat in it. No, there is. Unless you sign the contract or the house, khalas, you sign a contract, and the closing, let's say, in 20 days, and you have the down payment, $20,000, and you're going to pay it for the closing. And Ramadan came, and that's when I give my zakat. We say the $20,000, you don't calculate it in your zakat if you wish. Because it's already a promise made and a debt like to that contract that you signed. But no contract signed, nothing, you have to give zakat in whatever amount that you have in your saving. Also, same thing with when it comes to money that you accumulate over the year, the salaries. And how you calculate that, you choose the day of your zakat, let's say it is Ramadan 23rd or 22nd or Ramadan 1st, whatever day you choose. And you go look at your bank and you see how much I have in my bank. And if it is matched that amount of money that I just mentioned earlier, there is zakat on it. If you go by the majority of the scholars today, if it is more than $487, you know, I give 2.5%. Tayyib Sheikh, I just deposited just a week ago, I deposited $1,000. And we know one of the conditions for zakat that you persist the money for 1 year. We said, yes, that whatever extra will be donations. Why? Because it became so hard to track every amount for 12 months. So the way to do, and the majority of the scholar today, is just you choose that day and whatever in that day. Tayyib Sheikh, I just paid my last week, you know, an amount of money. Let's say I gave $5,000. Khalas, it will not be calculated in your zakat, forgive it. It will equal itself up. Tayyib, today is my zakat. but I have a credit card I'm going to pay. Let's say a payment for my car, a payment for my house. And my zakah is Ramadan 1st or Ramadan 20th or 27th. But I have a payment to make. We said take that payments of this month only out. Then you calculate the rest. And you basically look at the rest of the money and you give the zakat in it. If you want to be more, you are allowed to do that. Also, if you have a business, how would you give zakat on the business? Let's say you have a business. Business are different. There is some businesses, everything in that business is something that you build, you sell and you buy. Let's say I have cars. I sell and buy cars. So at the day of your zakat, you see how many cars in your lots. And you calculate how much it's worth in the market, then you give 2.4% of the value of it. You know what? I have oil change business. And I have, things that I, let's say, in my oil gas stations. You know? We have, mashallah, a lot of people in that business. And the zakat day, what you do? You see how much oil's inventory you have in your store that you own. How many wipers that you're going to be selling in your stores. How many filters you're going to be selling. How many brakes you own, you have in your all the items that you're going to sell. And you calculate how much the value of this, then you give 2-5% of it. I have a clothes. I see how much clothes, items, and storage I have, and you calculate the zakat based on that. I have food, but you don't give zakat on the property itself, like how much worth that machine that raised the thing up. Let's say I have a grocery store. I don't give zakat on the worth of the coolers or the freezers, but any amount of food inside the freezer that for sale, there is zakat on it. طيب شيخ يعني this is hard to calculate. Yeah, you have to put effort. I know it's hard, but it's not hard when you have IRS coming to you. You know, you do your homework and doing your inventory. You know, it's just you have to take that serious. And can I make an estimate? If your estimate is good and you're expert, yes, you can. To the best of your knowledge. But there is no zakat, for example, in the store on the machines that makes the things, let's say a factory, but the zakat on the outcome. So what if I have a rental properties? The zakat on the rent and the income, not the value of the property itself. Unless you are in a business of real estate, I buy a property and sell property, I buy a property and sell property. In that case, the property, you see the value and you give the zakat of it. Is that clear? What if I have a debt? I am in debt. What should I do? Should I give zakat? We see there's two types of debts. There is a debt, which is a long-term debt. You have a mortgage, for example, for 30 years for your house. We're not going to say, hey, you don't give zakat for the next 30 years. You're a business owner. You have a business loan. Nobody would say that. The only way to get out of zakat because of your debt, if you say, you know what? I'm going to take everything I have and I'm going to put it against my debt. So in the end, what is going to remain in my hand is less than the $470. So I don't have zakat anymore to give. But no, to keep the money and you just use the debt as an excuse, that's not valid. Because you pay it every month. But that month of the zakat, you take the payments of your car, of your house, of your business, and you put it out. Then the rest you give zakat on it. Is that clear? What if I give someone loan? Do I have to pay zakat for it? The strongest opinion, in my opinion, in this issue is you give zakat for 1 year when you receive it from the person. When you receive it from that person. So if the person give you your loan back, let's say I give, Abu Mustafa, for example, or Abu Mustafa give me $10,000 as a loan. Okay? So when I give him back the 10,000, he give 2.5% immediately from that amount. That's it for the, when he receive it. But some scholars said no, only he give 2.5% if the person who took the loan from him is somebody who is rich. Some scholar even said, no. If you give loan someone and you know that he will be able to pay you back, I know Abu Mustafa will pay me back. He has money, but he just needs money to invest. He took a loan from me. So I have to give the zakat on it. The only time you don't give zakat on loan, if you give it to someone poor or you don't know if he will be able to pay you back or not. That's the other opinion. I don't lean towards that, but if you want to do that, it's up to you. I do believe, because even if he is rich, anything can happen and he can lose the money and you don't receive your money back. So I only believe that you give it when you receive it. What about my savings, Sheikh, 401k? Or in these cases, it's like, you know, 201k. anyway, so when what about the money that I have for saving, for investment? Do I have zakat on it? Also, the scholars here have a different opinions, the modern scholars. Some scholars said the saving that you have, if you take it today, there is a deduction of 30% penalty, let's say, or 20% penalty. That's right. So if this is the case, they said you deduct that penalty, the 20%, 30%, whatever, then you give zakat on the rest. Because the rest of it, something you have full access to it. Okay? Another group of scholars said, no, as long as you don't use it and it's not in your hand and you have no access to it and it's meant to be away from you, somebody else investing like your company or the government or whatever, only zakat when you receive it from the government. That year you became 70 or whatever and they give you full access to it, they will, you in this case, you give zakat on it. You give the zakat on it, as I said, immediately as you have at that day. So whatever you feel comfortable more with, you can do. Many of the scholars take the first opinion. A lot of scholars take that first opinion. And that's the fatwa of also Amjad, Assembly of Muslim Jurists in North America. Taxes should be deducted from your zakat, but is not counting as zakat. My tax is like $5,000. In 2022, you take that out and you put it in something called IRS account. Khalas. So I don't need to include it in my zakat if you want to be accurate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us knowledge and fiqh and understanding of our deen. Qulu ma sami'tum astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiru. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ba'd. A lot of question comes also about gold and silver, how you give zakat on it. Same thing, it is either you give 2.5% of the gold and silver or the value of it. But the gold is different levels. Like there is gold 21 carats, 23, 24, 18, that's right? I'm not expert, but I think that's what they are. How can we give the zakat of these different carats? Based on which price, like 85 grams of gold, which gold? It's the 24 carats gold. The price of 24 carats gold. Because that's a pure gold, 99.99% gold. But 18 or 21, it means mixed with other elements, copper or something like that. So here you give the zakat on it. طيب, if I want to give a zakat on a gold that's, let's say, 21 carats or 18 carats, how can you do that? Simple math equation. You basically, what you do, you see how many grams of gold you have. Let's say I have 100 grams of gold. Time, what's the carats? 21 carats divided by 24. And that's how much the zakat is. I'll say that again. You have the amount of grams, time, the carats that you have, 18 to 21, then divided by 24, and the result is the zakat. Okay, that's how you calculate the zakat of gold. For those who want to give the zakat of jewelry. Does jewelry have the zakat on it? And at least you give it once in your life. That's some scholars said that. Sheikh al-Islam Taymiyyah leans toward that amount, that opinion. And many scholars said no zakat on jewelry. at all. And some said, no, there is zakat on it every year. So there is a debate. In my opinion, the middle path or the middle opinion is to give at least once in your lifetime in that amount of gold and silver. The jewelry that you have. Any house that you live in, there is no zakat in it. Any property that you possess and you have it for future use to build a house on it, there is no zakat on it. And the recipient of the zakat are identified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah says, إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل فريضة من الله والله عليم حكيم. That the zakat is to the poor and to the needy and to those employed to collect the zakat, and that's only in the government of Muslims' government. You know, a governor, he assigned that. وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ, and for bringing hearts together to Islam or to protect their evil from Islam. And that's also my opinion, in the hand of the Muslim governor. So it's not applicable to our community. Unless you know someone personally, like I don't want to open that door, but you know someone, if you give him zakat, he will be a Muslim, or who stay upon Islam and you help him financially. That's fine. But that's a door that I don't want it to be open, because I have seen people use zakat money for lobby, for example. Paying a lobby firm or a politicians. Why? To protect Islam. I think that's not correct. And opening that door can make a lot of, you know, misuse in the zakat. And I want to tell you that as much as I love so much of the work, a charity work we do, but I want to make sure that we don't use the emotions of people and love for the zakat to just collect the money and spend it in the wrong way. We have to be very careful how we handle the zakat as organizations and as who collect the zakat. We just don't give it like anywhere. And make sure that the recipient of the zakat are really good. But I want to say also, there's another extreme. Like somebody come to me and she said, Sheikh, I have food for the poor people. Can you bring them to me to the masjid? I want to give it to them by my hand. Like the meals. Yani, jazakallah. You want me to bring you yani 10 families masturi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover their yani, nobody knows about them, and just line them up for you so you can give them your $10 money? Yani, what kind of like ridiculous request is that? And so line, kida, he's the language, line them up for me. Wash hadratik yani. It just sometimes is weird. If you want to go to the poor yourself and you want to give it to them, yes, but we have to understand our society today. Some people will be happy to do that. I'm not saying you reach out to poor people. If you want, I will let you know. You can reach out. But also, you have to understand, people have privacy and pride. Not every poor person, it means like he completely, still there is a pride. That's why even when we give them zakat, we don't tell them zakat. You know, I give them money, he said, fadal. This is a gift to you. You honor people. You help people. Because some of the recipients of zakat are not very poor. Like one of the recipients of zakat, somebody in debt. He might have an income and everything, and you give him money just to pay his debt. Somebody broke, having some yani, travelers. He might be very rich in his country, but he broke now. No, you mean like, let's say a Muslim Ukrainian come to that. And in his country, he has a lot of money. But he is like, or a Syrian, a migrant. It's just stuck. All his money and assets is freezing in the back of Palestinians. Many people forced to leave their countries or from the Rohingya. And can be me and you one day. May Allah protect all of us. Anyway, so debt also is one of the areas that you give that zakat. Also, there is an area where you give the Muslim organizations. And that's almost every major council of fiqh today said that. And Sheikh Baz, among the top muftis who gave that as well. That any organization, but with a condition, that this organization, I don't allow giving zakat to a masjid, is only masjid where people pray the 5 daily prayers and leave. And that's the whole entire masjid is just about praying and that's it. I don't believe that those recipients of zakat, recipients of sadaqah, great. But a masjid that is active in da'wah, active in protecting the Muslim identity, active in countering the shubuhat, the doubts about Islam, there's a masjid that you deserve zakat. Why? Because they are representing the role of al-jihad fi sabi'illah. Because al-jihad fi sabi'illah is not just by sword, it's by the word as well. So with this being said, there is a lot more to be said, but I think these are the most common and pressing issues that people ask about zakat. I'll be more than happy to answer any one of your questions, inshallah ta'ala. Can you delay it until you have a cash? You can delay it, but don't delay too much. You know, can I put it urgent, like before time? Yes, you can. Also, you do it ahead of time if you want. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us our zakat and our sadaqah and our donations. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and bless your wealth and bless your family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us and make us among those who are in no need for anyone. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who always give and to be a giver and to be an upper hand. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli allahumma sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Allahumma ghafir li walidina. Allahumma ghafir li walidina. Allahumma inni as'aluka ya hayyu ya qayyum bi asma'ika al-husna wa sifatika al-ula an tansur ikhwana al-mustadhafin fi kulli makan, la siyama fi al-aqsa al-sharif wa fi al-qudus wa fi biladi filistin. Allahumma kullahum ya hayyu ya qayyum nasiran wa mu'ina. Allahumma inni as'aluka an tahfaza ikhwanana al-muslimin al-muhajjarin min aradihim fi kulli makan. Allahumma inni as'aluka ya hayyu ya qayyum an tada'a وتذهب نار الفتنة والحرب بين المسلمين وأن تولي عليهم خيارهم وأن تصلح من وليت وأمرهم وأن لا تسلط علينا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا. اللهم أبعد عنا الغلا والوباء والفاحشة عنا وعن بيوتنا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى وأن تؤتي نفوسنا تقواها وأن تزكيها خير أنت خير من زكاها. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على نبينا محمد وقوموا للصلاة يرحمني يرحم